It's 7:46 here on AM 1380, All News Morning, and a man who's coming forward at this half hour to be our guest, of course, Sid Bolton from the Brantford Santa Claus Parade, and this is something that everybody looks forward to. This year we have the 36th annual parade coming up on Saturday, Sid. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good to have you here, and as always, you are really a harbinger of good news this time of the year when it comes to Santa Claus and all things exciting about Christmas. This theme this year you have, as I said, Rock and Roll Christmas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's really tough every year to come up with a great theme. You want to come up with something that both inspires people to create a float, gives them some sort of direction, but doesn't give them something too narrow. And essentially what happens every year is we go through all these theme ideas that we have, and some of them carry forward from year to year. And how we choose the theme, you know, changes from year to year. This year we actually took our entire group of JCI Brantford members and we had a vote on it at one of our dinner meetings. And this theme came up. I'm not sure where. It just sort of came out of the blue, actually, because it wasn't one of the themes that we carried forward from last year. And everyone just fell in love with it. We thought it was perfect. And so far, the response has been fantastic.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, now, the parade itself, of course, which is something that so many people look forward to in our wonderful city every year, is actually starting at 6 o'clock. And it'll be beginning, actually, on Dalhousie, down at... Colburn. It's on Colburn.
Second and Colburn, yeah. It's where it's been starting for the past many, many years now, actually. This is the 19th year for the nighttime parade, even though this is the 36th year that our group has run it. It's actually going to be the 19th that it's been at night, so...
Yeah, that's a nice touch, I think, and I think people really appreciate that when they don't have to worry about shopping and getting around town to be able to put their feet up and relax and watch the parade at a good spot. Now, I think the weatherman's going to be fairly cooperative, Sid.
You know, I don't even look at that sort of thing until Thursday. I have refused to go with the whole weather thing. You know, everyone's saying, oh, some people said yesterday, oh, it's going to snow, it's going to do this, and it's going to be fantastic. I'm just going to say that much. And I personally don't like to look before Thursday just because things could change. You know how the weather is.
Oh, absolutely. So the parade starts pretty much across from Quality Inn. Down on Colburn Street,
yep.
And it'll then proceed along Dalhousie, come all the way down Dalhousie, down to George Street, I guess, where it terminates, right?
That's right. And in the past, and this is one point that I want the listeners to understand, in the past we've always had the parade turn at George Street, and some people have lined up on George Street, and they've been at the Carnegie Building or wherever to sort of watch the parade. And certainly people are welcome to still do that, but what they have to understand is that Santa... he will not turn at George Street. He will continue down Dalhousie straight to Harmony Square. So if you're expecting to see Santa, you want to be either on Colburn Street or Dalhousie Street, unless you decide to just go see Santa afterwards at Harmony Square.
Okay, now and that's important. For the children can bring their letters for Santa. They will be picked up by Canada Post carriers along the parade route, right?
That's correct. And also, if you've got any donations for the food bank, they're going to be collecting. So it's kind of nice if you can just... bring some non-perishable items with you when you come out. And, of course, if you're able to, not a requirement, well, we do appreciate anybody out there that if they can donate a loonie or a toonie to the parade, that would be appreciated because this event is not put on by the city. We certainly do have great support from the city, but it is our group that puts it together, and there is quite a bit of cost. It's mostly the cost tends to be the bands. But there are many, many other things that cost money, so we need to raise that money somehow. So if you can afford to give us a loonie or toonie, then great. And if not, that's fine. You can just be out there and enjoy yourself.
Okay, so you look for the money buggies if you want to give some money to the cause.
Yeah, this year our money buggies, they'll have red shirts on, and they'll be pushing these, we call them snowbanks, but they're kind of like snowmen that are on top of basically these barrels that are being pushed along. So, and they'll, some of our people will be out there with... little nets to receive any money that people want to donate. But, it's really not about that so much. I mean, we've got those three items, the Canada Post carriers, the food items, and, of course, donations for the parade. But really it's about being able to sit back, as you said. And this year the music, I think, is just going to be fantastic because, I mean, we do have our proper bands, but from what we've been able to tell from all the participants, almost all of them are going to have some great music to go along. So it's going to be very, very interesting.
And Santa's going to be, as you point out, Sid, at Harmony Square after the parade. And then you'll also have the mayor's tree lighting.